story of Mert and Marge. You will remember that in our last episode, Margie suddenly disappeared. She had left the party at Mert's apartment to go downstairs in the building to the food shop for some refreshments that were needed. When she failed to return, Mert followed her to investigate. She found that Marge had never reached the store. Terribly upset, Mert returned to her apartment and called Ray Hunt for help. He and Jack Arnold, the handsome young assistant district attorney, are now on their way over to try to pick up the trail. What has happened to Marge? In a moment, we'll try to find out as we listen to the newest episode in the story of Mert and Marge. Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold have not yet arrived at Mert's apartment. While we're waiting for them, let's go back in our story and follow Marge on the mission that led her to a mysterious disappearance. Here she is on the street corner at which she was last seen.
Hey, baby.
Oh, paper boy, please give me the latest edition.
The morning papers are out now, miss.
Oh, well, I'll take the news, please. Kind of chilly, isn't it?
Yeah, miss. Say, you ought to have a coat on. Here's your change.
Oh, you can keep it.
Thanks, lady.
Hey, what's where you going, honey?
Oh, well, pardon me for bumping into you. I was walking so fast, I didn't see you, mister.
That's all right, kid. Say, it isn't the little doll from the Red Rooster.
Oh, you're mistaken. I don't know you. I don't know what you mean. I've never seen you before.
But you're kidding, baby. You're the same little glamour puss, all right. I know. I took a shine to you the first time I laid eyes on you.
I'm in a hurry now. I'm glad to see you again.
Just a minute, sister. Where are you working now?
Well, I'm...
Well, then let me tell you. You're with Hayfield Pleasures, ain't you? You got a brother, too, ain't you?
Oh, please let go of my arm. I've got to go, and I'm cold.
I've been trying to locate you for a couple of days, honey. I want to talk to you. Open the door, Jake.
Oh, please.
Come on, get in here and be quick.
No, I won't.
Jake. Over to 7-Eleven, the back entrance.
Let me out of here, I say.
Don't get so excited, sister. I ain't gonna hurt you.
I wanna go home. Don't you dare touch me.
Full of fight, ain't you? Now just calm yourself down. It'll be healthier for you.
I'm not afraid. What do you want with me, Mr. Houston?
Oh, so you do remember me, huh? Well, all I want is just a little information, kid. I won't hurt you, and then we'll take you right back where we found you.
Well, the girls will all be worried about me.
What girls?
From the show. We were having a party up
where?
In... None of your business.
Watch out. We kill people for less than that.
You let me out of this car.
How would you like to be spanked?
I know who you are. You're a big racketeer and the head of a big...
Big what, sister?
A big racket.
Yeah? Well, here we are. You want to walk in, or shall I carry you?
I'll walk. You dare touch me.
What if I kiss you?
Oh, I'd slap your face.
There ain't no such dame. All right, in here.
Well, this looks like the back entrance to the...
To the what, sister?
I know, the Red Rooster. I went out this way the night...
Yeah, the night you ducked. Well, you won't remember this room you're going into, and you won't duck. All right, up those stairs.
Oh, you let me alone. I won't go up those stairs.
Come on, you. Don't sit there. Hello, Ted.
Hello, Bill. Well, looks like we got company, huh?
Ted, this is Jim Minter's sister. She's got a lot to tell us if she cares to. If she doesn't, you know what we do to bad little girls.
All right, can that stuff. Come on, get down to business.
All right. Your name is Margie Minter, isn't it?
Yes, that's my name.
You got a brother, Jimmy?
I have no brother.
Don't lie, kid. Minter bragged around here that he had a sister named Marge who joined up with Hayfield Pleasures.
Well, I'm not lying. I have no brother.
Well, maybe he's your uncle. Where is he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He was followed to the theater the night the show opened. He bought his ticket in advance.
Yeah, he sat upstairs.
We didn't see him come out the front entrance. Where'd he go after the show? Where'd he go?
I don't know.
Say, where do you live?
In New York.
Where do your folks live?
I haven't any folks.
Well, that makes it easy. We don't have to worry about the body.
Oh, please let me go, please.
By the way, where do you live here in New York?
I live at Mrs. Morris's rooming house on 48th Street near Broadway.
Now, look, we're getting nowhere. Are you soft on this dame, Houston?
I'm running this, Ted. Now, listen, kid. Where's your brother?
Well, don't you know?
Oh, then you have got a brother.
I said no, I haven't. Really, I haven't.
Oh, give her the worst, Bill. Why waste time?
Now, we don't want no harm to come to you, baby. But you tell us where Jim Minter is, and I'll give you a grand.
A grand?
That's $1,000, baby. A cool grand.
You wouldn't hurt him, would you?
Oh, no. We just want to ask him a few questions. He knows all the answers. When did you see him last?
Well, one day last week, I saw him at the stage door.
Sure you didn't see him the night the show opened?
No, I didn't see him.
What did he want the day you did see him?
He wanted some money so he could go to Chicago. He said he had a job waiting for him there.
Well, who was he going to work for? Sing hard, sister.
I don't remember the name. He said he'd write to me.
Was it a name like Duffy? Is that it?
Well, let me think. Yeah, I think that was the name.
You hear that? Dirty double-crossing rat. Ted, put a call through to Chicago, station to station, and ask for Duffy. I want to talk to Spike, not one of his boys.
Okay. Long distance. Operator, get me Chicago. I want Calumet 7...
Shut that door.
Okay.
Oh, look, can I please go now? I've told you all I know.
Just a few minutes, baby. Don't you want that grand?
Well, don't bother about it. My friends will be awfully worried about me, and I don't need the money.
Where are you going to tell them you've been?
I'll think of something.
I'll do the thinking, sister. It won't be healthy for you if you tell them you were here.
Bill, Spike Duffy's on the line.
Oh, yeah, let me have it. Oh, hello, Spike? Yeah, Bill Houston. How goes it? My bed? Good. There, here you got one of my boys, a young fellow, Jim Minter. Oh. Well, maybe he hasn't had time to get there. You're expecting him, ain't you? No? Never heard of him. Huh. Oh, nothing. I just wanted to get in touch with him. He's a nice kid. Well, give me a buzz the next time you're out this way. Yeah. So long. Well. Know any more funny stories, sister?
Isn't he there?
You know he ain't there. Spike Duffy doesn't even know him. Your brother's right here in New York, and you're going to tell us just where.
What are we stalling for? Come on, let's make a talk.
Well...
Now, look, kid. Either you talk or...
Oh, but...
Duffy, now, talk or...
Oh, stop! You're twisting my arm.
Why,
stop!
Easy. Ain't it?
Just as we was getting somewhere. Here, let's pour some of this water on it.
Coming around. Your eyes are opening.
Where am I? Oh, please. Please let me alone. I don't know anything, honest. Please let me go. Please.
Now, listen, kid. We don't want to have to do anything serious, see? But you know something, and we're going to find out just what it is.
I don't know anything.
Now, you're better off cooperating, but if you don't...
Let me work on it some more, Bill.
Hold it. I'll tell you when to do your stuff, Ted.
Look, I can make a talk. Just give me 5 minutes.
Not yet. You've got plenty of time for that. I guess we got to give this little dame a little time to think. Put on that storeroom, Ted. Here, baby. You better put on this top coat. It's kind of cold in there. It might take you all night to think. You can talk it over with the rats.
Please, let me go!
Yeah. Here's a clean handkerchief. Now, don't hurt the kid. We don't want no trouble over this. Horse, kicks like a mule. Jake, you tie her up. Ted, you stay up here in my office and watch her. I'm going down and buzz around a while. If you are in the store, we'll make that kid open up. It seems like a shame to mess up that pretty face.
Yeah, you always did go for a pretty face, Bill. Well, just see that you don't get fooled by this one.
Are you telling me what to do?
I was just protecting my interest, Bill. Just protecting my interest.
Well, supposing you let me do the thinking around here, as usual.
Sure, Bill. Sure.
And don't forget who's boss. Or
Or what, boss?
Somebody might get hurt. Bad.
Okay. Okay.
Now that we understand each other, stay up here till I call you.
Let a big baby talk.
Now, Jake, what'd you tell her?
I told her if she didn't tell us where Jim Minter is, we'd make a date for her. The city morgue.
Cute kid. Hope we don't have to.
Margie's in a dangerous spot. Houston's gang is tough, and they'll stop at nothing to get the information they want. Will they force Margie to talk, or will Ray Hunt and Jack Arnold be able to find her before she comes to serious harm? We'll see in the next thrilling episode in the story of Mert and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.